It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials in El Paso County say the current rate of positive COVID-19 tests is raising concern for hospitals and putting state approval health variances at risk. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The current rate of positive tests is about 7% in the county, which is above the goal of no more than 5%. Dr. Leon Kelly with the health department says it's a call to action.
It's really what it comes down to, changing individual behavior and increasing that personal responsibility.
The county has about 2 weeks to show the state health department improvements before current allowances are modified. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
A committee for police accountability in Colorado Springs has the approval of the city council. Their final vote came Tuesday. Council President Richard Scorman says it's essential the committee represents the communities affected by police violence.
Some of the recommendations may be ones that are uncomfortable for some of the public officials that are at the table today, that we have to be able to listen and make sure the people that are impacted are listened to.
The council will now help choose committee members. More than 800 people have applied to be part of the 11-member committee. Colorado will set limits on so-called forever chemicals for the first time. CPR Sam Brash reports the move is meant to crack down on potential toxins found in nonstick pans and firefighting foam.
Liz Rosenbaum has lived at ground zero for a growing pollution crisis in Colorado. In 2016, scientists found one of these chemicals, known as PFAS, in her drinking water in Fountain near Colorado Springs. It was linked to a nearby Air Force base. Rosenbaum founded a community organization in response, and she was ecstatic about the new regulations.
I'm like sitting here like, I'm like crying. I'm like, oh my God, they're listening.
Colorado's Water Quality Control Commission unanimously approved the new standard. That was despite objections from wastewater districts who worry it could mean expensive cleanup efforts. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Starting next year, landlords in Colorado will no longer be able to refuse a prospective tenant just because they use Section 8 vouchers. A new state law says landlords can't discriminate based on where a tenant gets their rent money, as long as it's legal and paid on time. This is CPR News.